They'll make coffee sometime 10 o'clock in the morning. Well, if I'm around there, well, I'll drink with them. I'll kind of look forward for it if I happen to be there, or in the afternoon about 4 o'clock.
You don't drink coffee now, but you have?
Oh, yeah, I've drank it off and on ever since I've been grown. Maybe month in, month out, and then be months I wouldn't touch it.
How do you like yours, your coffee?
Dripped.
Yeah.
Not percolated.
That's
dripped.
How you prepare it, yeah. But how do you?
Well, I like a little sugar.
How do you take your coffee?
Little sugar with a little cream, or with a little cream, one or the other. I like one or the other in it. I generally, if I got both, I'll use both.
Some people take their coffee
straight black. I can drink straight. I have drank straight black. Be with somebody, you know, and didn't feel like I wanted the sugar, or didn't want the cream or something like that, and go in and drink it, you know, a small
amount.
So you
drank it without?
You mean black?
Yeah, without.
I like it sometimes like that. I enjoy it. It's something hot. After coffee got so high, I got to where I'd boil my water and put a little cream and sugar in there and in the cup and then fill that up and drink it. That's just as good. That's just as good as coffee when it's really and truly do. Yeah, a hot drink is just as good. I don't drink nothing. When I get through eating, I generally drink a little water. But with my breakfast, I don't. And sometimes I drink, I take a notion of some water. I drink a world of water at night. Every time I get up, I generally get up 2-3 times during the night, go to the bathroom a couple of times. Then maybe after that, well, I get up to see what time it is. I don't set an alarm clock. And I go to the icebox and get about a half a glass of water. I've been doing that for years. I drink a world of water during the daytime. Especially in warm weather.
When you have breakfast, do you have any little thin strips of meat you might fry for breakfast?
Yeah, every once in a while it ain't much to it, but if I just eat one egg a lot of times, I'll fry me 3-4 little thin slices of bacon. And sometime, once in a while, I'll have some salt meat in. I'll fry me a piece of salt meat, fry a whole of grease out of it.
Yes.
That is, putting the whole of it out.
That's the meat that you cut up yourself? You cut it yourself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you get bacon, you have to get the. Is there kind of an outside part that you have to get off the bacon?
No. Most time I buy it ready sliced, you know, and all that's off, you know.
Yeah. Well, the edge that you have to get off the bacon.
That skin, you know.
Yeah.
If you buy the slab bacon, if I was going to eat it for myself, well. That's kind of, I'd buy and slice it. I'd rather have it thick. You eat something then.
Yes.
But I buy it to madam when she eats it. Well, she likes a couple slices of that thin bacon, you know.
Well, when you kill a hog, tell me about how you used to cut him up.
Well, we'd cut. Cut his head off, of course, and separate the bottom part of his head from the top.